Handel Wake on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Zora and Me by Victoria Bond and T.R. Simon, performed by Chaney Waits. Chapter 1. It's funny how you can be in a story, but not realize until the end that you were in one. Zora and I entered our story one Saturday, 2 weeks before the start of fourth grade. That Saturday, while our mamas were shopping, Zora and I were sitting under the big sweet gum tree across the road from Joe Clark's storefront, making sure we were in earshot of the chorus of men that perched on his porch. We sat under the tree, digging our feet into the rich, dark soil, inviting worms to tickle us between the toes. We pretended to be talking and playing with the spiky monkey balls that had fallen from the sweet gum branches, but we were really listening to the menfolk's stories and salty comments and filing them away to talk about later on. That's when Sonny rapped, strolled up in his Sunday suit, strutting like he owned the town and not just a pair of new pointy shoes, and calling for folks to come watch him whoop a gator. Sonny was a young welder from Sanford who had come to Eatonville to court Maisie Allard. For 3 weekends straight, he'd been wooing her with sweet talk and wildflowers. When he wasn't with her, he was shooting his mouth off about how tough he was. That particular day, Sonny had managed to track down the king of the gators, the biggest and oldest one in Lake Maitland, Sanford, or Eatonville. The gator's name was...